tight ends have changed over the last several years. It used to be everybody was an inline tight end, lined up next to the tackle, hand in his dirt, blocked, and occasionally went out and caught the football.
The college tight ends that we're projected to the NFL now aren't tight ends like we knew, like our dads knew. Those guys are pretty much almost a myth anymore.
Well, we don't see as many as we once did, but there's still some of those Y inline blocking tight ends out there to be found.
And if you can get that guy, he's bigger. He's typically 6'5", 6'6", 250 pounds plus. Most of those guys are 260.
There's still a huge role for these guys to play, both in the running game and in the passing game.
You have to have toughness. You've got to be willing to work in line against guys that are probably a couple inches taller than you, 40, 50 pounds bigger than you at the defensive end position at times. And you got to get nasty down there in the trenches.
I want the guy that can then block down on a defensive tackle or move an outside linebacker.
And in the passing game, while they may not necessarily be your downfield impact kind of guy, one, they're going to help in pass protection. It's huge that they work in conjunction with the tackles and the running backs in protecting the quarterback. And usually, more often than not, they're the safety valve that the quarterback always has confidence in.
Maybe he's not a guy that's going to get down the field 20 yards to make the reception, and he's only an intermediate pass catcher. Those guys have seemed to have fallen off into the later rounds of the draft, but they're still needed in the NFL.
Now more than ever, if you say a tight end and the first thing, the positive you talk about him is blocking, then I'm not sure if he's going to be in those early round parts.
See, that's different than what we had in the good old days when Mike Ditken, John Mackey, and Ron Kramer were having to mash people. Now, of course, we've gotten to the point now where a lot of these tight ends are what? Bigger, pumped up wide receivers.
They're 6'3 or 4 and 245 or 250 pounds. They're more and more of the H-back, guys that move, motion, line them up wide. Not great blockers, they're much better pass receivers. The Jimmy Grahams, the Tony Gonzalez's, the former basketball players can get down the field vertically. Not as good a blocker, but good enough.
And as long as you're willing to be a blocker, then you can stay on the field in certain situations and you can make a name for yourself.
These tight ends are changing the NFL pass game because of the dictates and demands they place on the defense as to how to defend them.
Can we get that tight end who can go out wide by himself on the backside of a formation and win a one-on-one route against someone downfield? We're getting more and more of that all the time now.
You look what the Eagles did with Zach Ertz this year. They drafted him in the second round with the 35th pick in the draft. They did so because they watched him on film in college. And what did they see?
I remember watching him in college against USC, and he went to the backside of the formation. They hit him on a big slant route into the end zone for about a 30-yard touchdown. And I knew right then and there, I said, that's what translates moving to the NFL. A guy who can go out there, make those types of plays, and go up and compete and catch the football.
That's exactly what the Eagles identified about him, is his versatility, his ability to move around and create mismatches. The NFL is a mismatch league, and if you get Zach Ertz on a linebacker or a safety in space, you've got a mismatch.
And that's what you're looking for with these tight ends. They can win on the outside against corners, safeties, and absolutely linebackers.
If you're looking for the guy that can block and catch and run, then that's rare. That's a small list every year.
But again, we're seeing some tight ends that can do one of those things well being paired off with a tight end that can do something else. And so there are some roles to be played here. And if you can find one that can do all of them, he's probably a first rounder. If he's not a guy that can do all three, then he's probably a mid to late rounder that becomes a piece of the tight end puzzle for a team.